I am going to get 8th Maxim Keith in here along with Robert Hubbs III. And Robert Hubbs III, I want to welcome you to the program. You out of Dyer County, Tennessee. You made people smile from coast to coast in the Vol Nation yesterday. And I welcome you to the show. Congratulations on committing to Tennessee. And tell me, my friend, what led to that decision from you?
Oh, man, well, Tennessee's a great school and a great program. And Coach Martin, he just wanted me to come in and make a big impact on Tennessee and turn things around. And that's what I'm here to do.
And you'll do that. And here's the thing I respect about a guy like you. You could have gone anywhere. You could have put yourself out in front of a parade at Duke. You could have gone to Kentucky. You could have gone anywhere you wanted to go in the country. But you chose to come here in a place where you're going to leave your mark. Why, Robert? Why did you decide to do that?
Because, I mean, like I said earlier, you know, I'm trying to make a big impact on there. And I just want to, you know, get things turned around in Tennessee. I'm an in-state kid, you know. I think it would be great to just play in front of hometown people and just make a big impact on Tennessee.
Did you follow the guys last year, Robert? Did you follow their progress?
Yes, sir, I did.
What did you think about the way those guys played last year and as you project yourself in Coach Martin's system going forward?
Well, they surprised me last year because they beat Florida, tie-ranked Florida twice. And they held with Kentucky a couple times. You know, I just want to be a part of that and beat some of these top-ranked teams.
8th Maxim Keith, jump in here.
Oh, this first question for Robert is, how big a buzz did it cause down around Dyer County when you've got Mike Krzyzewski coming in, you've got these high-level coaches in, and how was Coach Martin received down in the West Tennessee area?
Oh, man, it was just awesome, him coming down here, visiting us. Watching me work out every day, you know. I know he's here to get me, and I mean, I committed, and I'm ready to work.
When you start, take me back. You were here over the weekend. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was a great atmosphere, especially at the football game. Get a chance to watch all that orange in the stadium. You know, it just shocked me, and I mean, I had a great time. I toured around campus, and I went to the first open practice. I can be there. I mean, it was just a great experience for me.
I think I saw you guys walking around outside the stadium. That sea of orange, Robert, it was as big as I can remember. Couldn't you feel the buzz in the air? I mean, that had to be really special for you coming from where you come from in the western part of our state.
Yeah, it was very special to me because my high school, I mean, because it's orange. So, I mean, it just shocked me. You know, I was ready to be a part of the family.
Keith, jump back in here.
Sure. Well, Robert, another question, essentially. Now that there's still some big names out there that Tennessee, obviously, Coach Martin's going after, you now kind of begin to help him recruiting now. Do you become one of Tennessee's chief recruiters now?
Do what now?
Now that you're on board, Robert, do you kind of start acting as almost an assistant coach and help trying to recruit some of the other big names that are out there that Tennessee's still pursuing?
Yeah, I'm trying to help them out as much as I can. You know, we got a couple guys that we're really looking at, trying to get them there to jump on board.
What is your I mean, obviously you're a five-star guy and you're highly sought after and highly thought of. How many do you have some relationships with some guys that you feel like that you've developed where maybe you could help Tennessee steer toward a prospect or two out there?
Well, you know, I have a good relationship with Austin Nichols out of Memphis.
Yeah.
And I'm just keeping talking to him, trying to get him to come join Tennessee with me.
What sorts of things will you say to Austin, Robert?
Do what now?
What sorts of things would you say to Austin Nichols to try and entice him to come to Tennessee?
Well, I'd say something like there's a great program, which he knows that, great family, great guys, group of guys, players, and all that. And, you know, just try to talk him into going there.
You know what's been really impressive to me in Konzo Martin's short amount of time and being around him? Is that in the sport of college basketball, and you know this as well as anybody, those guys are really slick people. The head coaches are slick. They're slick salesmen, blah, blah, blah. this guy does not strike me as that, Robert. He strikes me as a real guy who is not going to cut corners, who cares about his kids. And I think you saw that side of him. And I think it was your father who was saying that he was really impressed that he took the time to send a Mother's Day card to your mother and also your grandmother. Talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, he's just a great person. He's going to keep it real with you. He's not going to sugarcoat nothing like some of these coaches do. I mean, he's just going to be upfront with you. He's going to tell you what you need to work on and how to get better. And, I mean, he's a great person. Like, he sent my mom and my grandmother Mother's cards. And, I really respect that because I know he's more of about family, too.
And I think he really is. I think he's really like that. And people I talk to at Tennessee Behind the Scenes, they say he's just so great to everybody, and he's a class individual. Let me ask you something. Let's jump away from that for a second. Your game, is there anybody out there you pattern yourself after? Anybody that we can compare your game to that you sort of look at and go, hey, that guy's like me?
People say that I play a lot like Kobe Bryant or Dwayne Wade type. You know, I just like to be aggressive and attack and just make plays for the people.
Yeah, Keith, you were saying that. You were saying that you've seen a lot of his film, and the thing that you love about Robert's game is that he loves to go to the basket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, Tony. I think Robert certainly adds a dimension Tennessee hasn't had in a long time, and a guy that really does attack the rim. Tennessee's kind of had stationary jump shooter types on the wing for a good period here, and I think certainly Robert adds a dimension we haven't had.
Robert, where does that come from? Have you always approached the game like that?
Well, yes, I always approach it, but I still work on it every day. I try to get better. What I need to get better at, my shooting, my ball handling and all that. You know, I just put a lot of time in the gym at it.
Well, listen, man, I really want to thank you for coming on and joining us. And, again, you made a lot of people really, really smile yesterday. And you're just a everybody that I've talked to about you and seeing what your high school coach has had to say about you in terms of just what a breath of fresh air you are. It's going to be a lot of fun, man, to watch you come and develop. And congratulations again on committing to Tennessee.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right, man. God's blessings to you. Robert Hubbs III, I thank him. Keith, you wrote today at TonyBasilio.com that you cannot overstate how important it was for Tennessee to get him. Elaborate on that.
Well, I think when you've got an elite in-state prospect like that, Tony, and you're recruiting against the top-of-the-line coaches that you're going against, I think winning that kind of battle is just something that the publicity and the cachet, for lack of a better word, that gets you in the basketball community. That's hard to quantify the value of that. I don't think you can ever say that or undersell that and say it's not that big a deal. I think it's as big a deal as you can pull off.
And today, Eighth Maxim Keith, another thing that you talked about was the fact that this guy now becomes a magnet to other guys. I mean, a five-star player, that's serious credibility, isn't it? I mean, nationally it is.
Well, absolutely. And these guys all play on USA basketball teams or elite travel teams or elite AAU teams or Olympic festival teams. And these guys, and they like kind of the effect you've seen in the NBA of late. Great players want to play with other great players. Nobody wants to have to try to carry the load themselves anymore. Everybody looks at, well, I need a couple of guys with me. That's kind of where the game's going, and I think getting someone like Hubbs gives you that centerpiece to draw other guys to play with him.
Is this guy a real deal prospect in your mind, or is he somebody that's going to take time to develop? What I'm asking you is he an immediate impact player, Keith?
Oh, I think he's an immediate impact player, Tony. I think he'll certainly have to add some strength, like almost any high school player. He's going to have to add some weight and some strength. And his jump shot can use a little tweaking and probably smooth it out a little bit. But as far as being an impact player, absolutely, Tony. I don't see any way he doesn't come in. I don't see any way he doesn't come in and be an immediate, at least double-figure guy as a freshman.
Keith, A.J. Davis, when I was tweeting about his commitment last night, some people were saying, oh, I wanted Nichols. It's not an either-or there. The door's not closed
no.
on Nichols.
Absolutely not. The door doesn't close on Jonathan Williams III either. I don't think that taking A.J. Davis closes anything. I think all it does is keep the door to Atlanta open. And I think it's a pretty good testament for Konzo Martin, that the son of a guy who played for one of, I think, the 5 or 10 best college coaches of all time, has chosen to cast his lot with Coach Martin. I think that's something you can sell, too.
And A.J. Davis, let's not fool ourselves, had some other potential great suitors, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. The local teams down there with him. And Clemson. See, I think very highly of Brad Brownell, the coach at Clemson. I think he's an up-and-comer and a good evaluator of talent. And if that's who you're beating for him, I think you're probably on the right track. You have to remember, this is a guy that's grown from 6 feet tall to 6'9" in a space of roughly 2.5 years or so, who still got kind of a guard skill set, but is growing into a kind of a bruiser's body like his father had. I don't think he's a finished product yet, so certainly – he may end up being an NBA type prospect. You don't know how high his ceiling is at this point, but certainly there's no reason to think he's a prospect that you would pass on.
What kind of prospect is he? Talk to me about AJ Davis.
If I were to guess, Tony, I think he's probably going to be a 4-year guy. He'll be the kind of guy that by the time he's a sophomore, he's going to be playing major minutes. And depending on who you get and what you want to, if you want to play big or play small, he may be a starter by the end of his sophomore year or the beginning of his junior year. But he's going to be versatile because he can handle the ball a little bit, so you can maybe play him on the wing against bigger teams. If you're playing somebody like Kentucky last year, where you've got some long guys on the wing, you can match up better with them and keep them off the boards now, because now you can run a 6'9" wing out there.
8thmaxim.com, Keith, on the future for Konzo Martin. In one day, I think he's answered a lot of critics that were asking the question, and rightfully so, is the guy going to be able to recruit to a level to keep Tennessee in the conversation and as a perennial NCAA tourney team? This was I think a big step in the right direction yesterday. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I think the first question you always have to ask when a guy comes from the mid-major level up to one of the Big Six leagues is, can he recruit well enough to keep up with his peers? And I think we've certainly seen that. When John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski are the guys you're beating for players, you're doing all right. You're not going to win. You're certainly not going to win all those battles, but if you win one occasionally, you're doing pretty well.
Anything else you'd like to add on the way out, 8th Maxim Keith?
I just think that now you kind of turn, you wait and you see how the official visits for Austin Nichols go. Obviously, Robert Hubbs is going to be, obviously, he and Hubbs have played together in the summer occasionally. I'm sure that Hubbs will be on him as much as he can between now and then. And then he's coming in, apparently, I think, for the Alabama game is going to be his official visit. So hopefully, maybe the football team can at least breathe a little bit of air back into the balloon to where we get another great atmosphere for that one. And really Nichols, and you've got probably a top 10, top 15 quality class.
How hard is it going to be to pry him out of that area, Austin Nichols?
Tony, people I talk to now seem to think that Vanderbilt's a bigger problem than actually Memphis. Memphis doesn't traditionally get the private school kids from that area that often. They generally get the public school kids. So I think probably – and he's kind of had a dalliance with Virginia this whole time. He seemed to be very interested in them. I think this is obviously a kid that's given more than lip service to academics. So, but I think Coach Martin has shown that he can sell the program. So,
Keith, on the way out,
I think
on the way out,
in as good shape as anybody.
On the way out, and we got a full bank of calls, but I just want to ask you about this because I despise Duke, and I'm not going to let this go.
Okay.
Today, the suit against Lance Thomas was settled by the jeweler. For those that haven't been following this, Lance Thomas and this jeweler, tell me about what happened there. Will the NCAA get involved?
The NCAA will decide that they have no interest in that, just as they had no interest in the fact that Corey McGetty was obviously ineligible when he played at Duke. They care when they want to care, and they don't want to care when it involves Duke.
What about Tyler Hansbrough's mother in North Carolina, the fact that she has a position there? How is that not an extra benefit?
Oh, I'm sure they'll say the NCAA doesn't want to get in a position where they they're telling universities who they can and can't hire. It's the same thing you run into with when somebody hires somebody's AAU coach or somebody hires someone's high school coach. But, I mean, it's obvious what it is, Tony. But, again, that's one of their sacred cows, and they're not going to gore them.
Eighth, Maxim Keith, you speak the truth. You write for Basketball Times. You're knowledgeable. It's unbelievable. We're blessed to have you.